New Yorkers have once again been reflecting on the events of 9/11 as the Memorial Museum officially opened its doors last week. From the start, the museum has generated controversy and debate. As the reviews and responses filter, we decided to dip into our archives. At that time, 13 years ago, WNYC's Karen Frillman examined a question that a lot of people were asking. How do you memorialize a site that is now called Sacred Space? On this Memorial Day, we asked her to update that story.
New York City has not set aside many quiet places for reflection, and sacred is not a word we connect to much commercial real estate here, yet from the beginning, that was the term connected to the site. Here's what anthropologist John Forrest told us.
What you have is a very strong sense that in this one place and in this one time, thousands of people left the secular daily world, and in an instant they all crossed over into the spiritual realm. And that's got to make that place enormously powerful as a sacred space.
People wanted to bear witness to what had happened, like this visitor who made her way to Trinity Church 6 months after the attacks.
This is hallowed ground, I believe. I'm from Southern California, and New York is such a long distance from us, and I think everyone needs to come down here to just see and feel it. And I personally came down to pay my respects to those people who have lost their lives and to also pay my respects to the family members.
The site would always be a final resting place for hundreds, and there was an immediate understanding that a memorial was needed. And as John Forrest said, it would have to tell a terrible story.
There may be a fear that memorializing anguish and suffering and horror is somehow bad. And I think we need to get over that, because those things are the ways in which we grow as a city, we grow as a nation, grow as a culture.
Now, 13 years on, the fences have come down around the memorial fountains. The name of each person who died that day inscribed in stone. Everyone is able to decide if we have remembered well enough. There will be no sharper critics than the family members and colleagues of those who died that day. Some of them are protesting the way remains have been interred. Some are avoiding the museum altogether. Nancy Yembem braced herself as she descended into the underground museum. Her husband, Jupiter Yembem, worked at Windows on the World. And as we sat in her backyard north of the city, she admitted it wasn't easy to go.
It was almost like you were going back to the time when my husband died. And as I walked around, it was ever present, you know, to see all the horrific images that, you know, were part of those first, you know, couple months, first couple days, first couple years even.
And what about upstairs, the reflecting pools? Was it different seeing them this time when you came up from the museum?
Literally, when I went up the escalator and walked out the doors, I told myself, this is my life now. That it's not that pain. And it's not that terrible sorrow that was downstairs. But I had grown, that I was with my husband of 7 years and my son, and this is who I am now. This is my life now, that the pain, it comes back, and it's there sometimes, but it was especially there when I went through the museum. And then when I came up, there was such a sense of relief that I've changed, and I'm able to be in such a better place. Afterwards, we went to my husband's name on the fountain, and there's a real sense of peace in that. There's a real sense of, you know, it's okay, that we are okay, and that we've survived it all, and that felt good.
Nancy Yembem reflecting on the 9/11 Memorial Museum. She's had a locket made with the words of Virgil inscribed on one of the museum walls. No day shall erase you from the memory of time. For WNYC, I'm Karen Frillman.